Whose woods these are, I think I know. His house is in the village, though. He will not see me stopping here to watch his woods fill up with snow. My little horse must think it queer to stop without a farmhouse near, between the woods and frozen lake, the darkest evening of the year. He gives his harness bells a shake to ask if there is some mistake. The only other sounds, the sweep of easy wind and downy flake. The woods are lovely, dark and deep, but I have promises to keep and miles to go before I sleep. And miles to go before I sleep.
Earth has not anything to show more fair. Dull would he be of soul who could pass by a sight so touching in its majesty. This city now doth like a garment wear the beauty of the morning, silent, bare. Ships, towers, domes, theatres and temples lie open unto the fields and to the sky, all bright and glittering in the smokeless air. Never did sun more beautifully steep in his first splendor, valley, rock, or hill. Ne'er saw I, never felt a calm so deep. The river glideth at his own sweet will. Dear God, the very houses seem asleep, and all that mighty heart is lying still. Flanders fields the poppies blow, between the crosses row on row that mark our place. And in the sky the larks, still bravely singing, fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved, and were loved. And now we lie in Flanders fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe. To you, from failing hands, we throw the torch. Be yours to hold it high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders fields. Stand on a hill in South Fermanagh, and the winding banks of Erne are all around you. It looks as if the whole country could be floating on water. The farmland is green and soft as grass on a drain. The marshland is a mat of roots and rushes spread on brown water. And there, at our feet, is Lough Erne, girdling and glinting between the islands. And there are the islands, scattered like green moss on a mirror. Summer or winter, calm or storm, fair weather or frosty weather, the islands lodge in the lap of the loch. The child crosses water to be baptized. The bride, in her wedding dress, sails out to her wedding. The corpse crosses water to be buried. Here, you have a flirtation between light and shadow, between land and sky, between earth and heaven.
All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances, and one man in his time plays many parts. At first, the infant, mewling and puking in the nurse's arms. Then the whining schoolboy with his satchel and shining morning face. And then the lover, sighing like furnace with a woeful ballad. Then a soldier, full of strange oaths and bearded like the pard, seeking the bubble reputation even in the cannon's mouth. And then the justice, in fair round belly with good capon lined, full of wise saws and modern instances. The sixth age shifts into the lean and slippered pantaloon, with spectacles on nose and pouch on side, his youthful hose well saved, a world so wide. We mark the footsteps in the telltale sand, and each tide sweeps these yielding marks away, restrews the floor, redecks with lavish hand, with foam and amber-colored weed. Each day, fresh shells lie at our feet, beneath our eye, that haply may unfold some priceless pearl. And yon dim sail that we can scarce descry may be a ship we wait for, and unfurl the flaming pennant of some argosy, with wealth of treasure from beyond the sea.